And welcome to
You Haven't Seen!
I'm Debbie.
And I'm Ashley.
This is a podcast where we watch movies everyone has seen but us and then talk about them. And this is a special announcement for the month of May, what we're doing. A special theme revealing Ashley's biggest, deepest, darkest secret. Ashley, what movie haven't you seen?
Well, the thing is, people on the internet are gonna listen to this, and I don't
Ashley
know.
Ashley hasn't freaking seen Star Wars, guys! Star Wars! Freaking Star Wars! The original trilogy!
Okay, but here's the thing. I have reasons.
Explain yourself.
Well, I have tried.
Have you?
I have. I tried. I tried when I was a kid. I distinctly remember being like, a teenager, and I was like, okay, I gotta watch Star Wars. And this kid I was babysitting was like, you haven't seen Star Wars?
With good reason.
She was like, you haven't seen Star Wars? And I was like, no. And she's like, we're gonna watch Star Wars. And I was like, thank you, young child, for making me watch this film. And then, I can't remember, I think we started playing a game, and we just kind of forgot about it. So it was like, okay, no Star Wars. And then I got a bit older, and I was like, okay, you know, I gotta watch Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, all right, I'll check them out from the library. This is when I lived in London.
Okay.
And I checked them out from the library at Royal Holloway University.
What release was it? You don't know.
I don't know.
Why am I... never mind.
It was at the library in like 2006.
I want to know, like, was it... Which library?
The university library.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So I checked it out from there because we used to do like movie nights in the hallway, and I was like, oh, I'll check this out and I'll watch it. And then things happened.
You just returned it without watching it.
And then so that was the moment, because numerous times was like, I gotta watch it. And then I just never got to watch it. So the time where I returned the DVDs, I was like, you know what? I'm just not gonna watch it. And then I will be friends with someone who will force me to watch
it. Me! The friend is me! Because I feel like we need to point out, I have an R2-D2 phone case. Yeah. My favorite sweater is a minimalist graphic design of the Death Star that I frequently wear with my TIE Fighter pin.
Yeah.
Because it's flying around the Death Star.
Yeah.
Like, I am going to Comic-Con this year, and I'm going to cosplay as a Stormtrooper. Like, yeah. I like Star Wars.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, at some point, though, and this is why, and this was the movie that when we started the podcast.
Yeah, was like, this was true. This was a driving catalyst behind this podcast.
This was the one where whenever anyone asked us, we were like, well, I can't believe you haven't seen Star Wars. And now the thing is, I feel like, and you get mad at me when I say this. I know the basic plot of Star Wars. I have read academic papers on Star Wars. I understand the common themes of Star Wars. I watch the animated Ewok TV show. I feel like I could talk my way through Star Wars without having seen it. You know I haven't seen it, so you, every time we talk about it, point out where I'm wrong. But it's little things. Where it's like, I don't know the name, or I say the wrong thing. But it's not like I'm walking around being like, oh, the big bear! You know the big bear!
That's true.
I'm like, no, his name's Chewbacca. He's a Wookiee.
Thank you.
Like, okay. I know these things.
And what is he?
He's a Wookiee.
And what is C-3PO?
He's a... You're looking at me like I had two choices. He's a droid?
Yes. I'm just sitting here, I'm like, if she says robot.
No,
we're gonna flip the table.
But, so, like, I feel like I know it, but, and this is where you're gonna get mad again. So, I have seen the animated Ewoks TV show as a kid.
Okay.
I had the VHS, and I had the little plush Ewok doll.
See, that doesn't piss me off.
What I'm about to say next is gonna piss
me off. Oh, I think I know what you're gonna say next.
I have seen the prequels.
Yeah. And the thing is I have seen The Phantom Menace, and I didn't like it, but that's because I don't like car race movies. And then I saw the
pod
first...
races?
Yeah, pod races. But it's like, it's essentially a race movie.
Yeah, no, it is.
But, and then I saw, I rented from Family Video, The Clone Wars, because I had like the giant picture book of it.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've heard that's good.
I got bored halfway through it when they're on, When, like, they're falling in love and it's all, like, you know, sunlit and...
Oh, I thought you meant Clone Wars, the TV show.
No. Oh, I've heard the TV show is very good, yeah. Oh, no, Attack of the Clones. Yeah, sorry, okay. Attack of the Clones.
No, it's not good.
And then I got bored and turned it off halfway, and then I just never saw the last
you
one.
You pulled an Ashley?
Yes, I did. Ashley famously doesn't finish TV series.
I don't finish trilogies. That's right.
Doesn't finish trilogies.
And I don't watch the last episode of any TV show.
No. So yes, I pulled an Ashley and was like, you know what? I just don't really want to. Watch the scene online where he gets all his arms and legs chopped off. I feel like I get it.
The thing is, it came out. I was the right age for it. Like, my brother and sister and I are 4 years apart, mm-hmm. So we were, like, the target audience when Phantom Menace came out.
Yeah.
I was on the older side, but my sister was the right age.
I'm the same age as your sister.
Yeah. Maybe on the low end, but, like, my brother was the target, and then we were innocent bystanders. Yeah. Yeah. And so we all went, my grandma took us, and we all went to see it, and... You're wearing the scary Yoda socks.
I'm wearing my Yoda socks. Okay.
And then, so we all went to see it. My best friend was Jar Jar Binks for Halloween.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, there is the best picture, because we were one, like, it was the last Halloween before I think we stopped.
No.
It was, like, the last Halloween before we stopped trick-or-treating.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was a hippie. So, I mean, like, it really hit the small town that I lived in pretty hard. Mm. Like, all the kids were, like... Star Wars.
Yeah.
My dad famously hates science fiction. So that's why I never saw it as a kid.
My dad doesn't like science fiction either, but the reason that I have seen the original trilogy is because my mom loved Star Wars, and I think I was around 10, and we were, like, at the dinner table, and Mom made some reference. Like, I don't think she said the word TIE Fighter in the conversation, but it was something like that, or maybe it was Wookiee or something, where she just, like, dropped this term... And then looked around the table like, huh? Like, that was a good one, right? And just everyone stared back at her. Because, I mean, Dad doesn't like science fiction very much. None of us... me and my three sisters had not seen Star Wars because we were also, like, young enough at that point where it's, like, most of what we had seen movie-wise was what our parents had showed to us.
Right.
Because we never really asked about a lot of movies when we were kids.
Yeah.
We read a lot. But... And so... Mom was like, Star Wars. And Kathy and I are like, my twin sister, are like, what's Star Wars? And Mom just goes, you haven't seen Star Wars? And she turned to my dad and goes, David, they haven't seen Star Wars. And Dad was like, I remember he was eating. And he just kind of paused, like, mid-bite and was like, okay. And my mom goes, no, not okay. And so after dinner, we went to the Family Video and rented A New Hope. And the whole way there, my mom's, like, talking it up. Like, this was so cool, guys! And then we put it in, and she forgot that it's, like, because the thing was where it's, like, I guess, like, somehow we got confused and thought we had rented the wrong one. So we drove back to the Family Video. We're like, was this the first one that was made? And the Family Video guy was like, yes. So I'm like, okay, never mind.
Pre-internet story.
Yeah, and then so we sat back down and watched it, and I remember, like, the entire trilogy, my mom prefacing some things, where it's like, I really liked it, I thought it was cool, and a couple moments when, you know, you can see, like, the outline of the special effects creatures and stuff, because, I mean, were not watching the original theatrical release. This was in the 90s, so we were watching one of the restored versions, and so Mom, some things where she was like, I don't remember that, and it was very much because, like, yeah, you don't remember that because this isn't what you saw.
Right.
But, and then when a couple of things were, like, you know, just bad effects or, you know, outdated ones because it was made when it was, she's sitting there being like, guys, this was the coolest thing. And so her enthusiasm, it's kind of like, aw.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. So that's why I've seen Star Wars is because my mom was like, the girls haven't seen Star Wars, David.
See, I wanted that. Like, that's what I was hoping for. But then, like, all the drama happened with, like, him, like, the restorations and stuff. And that's when I was like, you know what? I can't decide for myself whether or not this is a good thing. And so I was like, you know, I'm just going to wait. And eventually it will happen. Like, well, I was just going to let...
Yeah.
It, like, I was like, eventually I will not, like, if my last dying breath has to be, guys, I gotta see it. Like, we gotta watch it. Like, I 100%. But I was like, I know I would see it eventually.
Yeah. I know, I will say one thing about the restoration, and that is because, recently at the Tribeca Film Festival, George Lucas was at a panel hosted by Stephen Colbert, and I was there watching it, and it was a very good, it was a very interesting panel. And, George Lucas did say, and whether, like, this is true or not, I mean, I remain skeptical, but, because he was like, oh, you know, the restorations, everyone gets so mad about it, but he says, he claims that he was just putting in the things that he wanted to make when it originally happened, to which many people say, bull. But, you know, like, whatever, the restorations happened. We will be watching the versions that you can currently buy on the iTunes store. We will be watching the digital editions, the most recent restoration. I tried my darndest to find someone, because it's like, I know people who have the theatrical releases, and I just, like, we couldn't get our hands on a copy of them.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to steal Star Wars. Like, you know, just no. So we are gonna, because the thing is I own them on VHS, which is useless to me. What am I gonna do with the VHS? Like, no. And they're also an element. I could have asked my parents to ship the VHS.
What would we have taped to us?
But then what would we have done with the VHS? Like, it was in that situation.
Hold up a flashlight.
Yeah, it's like, I've owned Star Wars for so long that I can't watch it except for all my parents' VHS player.
No, I mean, I'm excited to finally see it. Like, I mean, I have been, I do know, like, some of it. Like, I'm just excited. Like, I'm excited.
Who doesn't know some of Star Wars at this point?
That's the thing. It just, it's such a part of culture that it's just, like, and it's one of those go-to, like, I mean, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, anytime they get an award, it's like, half of those, you know, it's just like, oh, I've seen the clips, I've seen the best of specials, like, it's always up there.
Have you seen the Christmas special?
I've seen bits of it, actually.
bonus episode.
But I am excited to, like, get this, like, ticked off in time for the Christmas release.
And we are doing this in May, because May the 4th.
Yep, so we're gonna do a movie.
We're at the 1st, the 20th, and the 30th is still our
the
posting.
The 10th and
the 20th. The 1st, oh my goodness. Goodness gracious me. The 1st, the 10th, and the 20th are still going to be our posting dates, but it is going to be the three original Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
And then, as payback, Ashley will be picking all of our movies for June. And also because we are
prepared to laugh in June.
Because we are doing this little thing now, we're probably the usual first segment of our podcast is probably going to be a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Because I feel like with this, it's more about like, we have to do what do you know about Star Wars in general.
Yeah,
because
I don't really know, like I feel like I could talk about Star Wars, like I could give you the over arc.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know.
And, yeah, in terms of the specific movies.
Right. Like, I don't...
Exactly.
I mean, I could kind of guess just based on the titles, but, like, I don't know where he loses the hand. I don't know where, like... Like, I can... I think I know where it is. Because Marvel just
This will be the question now that we ask before each one, we have to read the taglines. Is this the movie where he loses the hand?
Well, I know it's number two.
Oh, damn it.
Because Marvel just announced that this is their nod to Star Wars. It's every Marvel film in Phase 2 will involve someone losing an arm.
This is going to be a good bingo someday.
I know.
We have 50 Marvel films. I'll be like, which ones out of the lineup, which ones do people lose an arm in?
So I know it's number two because of that, but it's like, so I can assume, like, he strikes back. I think I can figure it out. But, I feel like I can figure it out, but if you were to show me, like, a funny scene, I would have a hard time picking it out of the lineup.
So if I were to show you a specific scene.
Yeah. Like, the one where they're like, we're not the droids you're looking for, I think. I wouldn't know which one that is.
Are you sure? Okay.
I assume it's two or three.
Interesting.
Just because I assume one is a bunch of, like, prologue-y stuff. Assume it's like a, you know, it's like, hey, this is, you know, it's a new hope, like, revitalizing.
I find this fascinating. Okay.
But, like,
gosh, I can't wait to watch this with you.
So it's like, I kind of know the theme. Like, I know that Vader's Luke's dad. Like, yeah. I got that. I know Luke and Leia are siblings, yeah. Even though and, they're very romantic.
Okay, I have to mention this here because I listen to a podcast called Star Wars Minute.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what it sounds like. They go through each of the Star Wars films minute by minute, and each minute is an episode. They were saying that they heard that a way to watch all of the current canon Star Wars films, which for the new films coming out, the TV series and stuff are not canon. It is only in the 6 movies. They said that, okay, the way they've heard is not to watch episodes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Because then the whole thing of, like, there's no tension because you already know that Darth Vader is Luke's father. So they said that the way they've heard is a good way to do it is to watch it 4, 5, 2, 3, 6.
Skip one entirely.
Yeah, so then it's like the second you find out that Darth Vader is Luke's father, you go to a 2-film flashback about how his father became Darth Vader, and then you come in.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you knew that the I Am Your Father
was the second movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can assume it because he's got a return. And so that's when he loses his hand, too.
Okay. Very interesting.
So, like, I think, like, if you were to, like, if, you know, if you were to ask me questions.
A lot.
Right. Yeah. Like, I can talk it out and figure out where it goes. But it's, like, the little scenes within it that I'm, like, it's, like, the Chewie Han Solo stuff that I'm a little, like, I would have trouble placing those. I know the.
The Tauntaun. When does the Tauntaun die?
I feel like number 2 is the action-y one, but I also feel like that could be number 3 because we've seen so much of the world, we can now go to ice.
I'm not going to answer
that. Number 1? Right? Oh my God. Number 1!
Okay. Let's do one more of these.
And I'm also basing these off the Super Ego sketches.
Oh, okay. The Super Ego sketches are good, though. Okay, we're veering a little off topic. I think we're done talking about Star Wars.
Wait, you have one more question.
Oh, that's right. One more location. I was going to be like, what movie is this from? Yes.
I know that the, the Cantina song is in 1.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job. The Sarlacc Pit. What film?
Is that where... Now, I'm about to ask a question. Don't get mad when I ask this question, but I get one free question before you start judging. Is the Sarlacc Pit where Jabba the Hutt lives?
Yes.
So, I'm gonna guess that that's number 2.
Interesting.
Because everything has to go bad before it can go good.
Okay.
I'm just guessing because Return of the Jedi... Well, maybe it's got to be really bad in Return of the Jedi. I don't think it's number 1. I think it's 2 or 3.
Okay.
I think it's too early to show Princess Leia in that outfit.
But, and I'll point this out when we watch it, she doesn't wear heels. She wears very practical boots, and I've always appreciated that. If they're wearing a metal bikini, for the love of God, give them practical footwear. That's all we ask. Okay, I think we have talked more than enough about Star Wars. This is just this little special announcement. We'll be back on the 1st with A New Hope. A New Hope for Ashley, because you're finally going to see Star Wars. A New Hope indeed. All around A New Hope.
I feel like everyone's judging me right now. I didn't really come here to be judged.
Why are you here?
I came here to have a good time.
I got very judged over Jurassic Park on Twitter. I got called a cabbage patch.
It's like the visual image of you being fully formed with no pop culture knowledge.
I'm like Castiel.
No!
Yes! Yeah, I got... Some Australians were very upset that I didn't know who Newman was.
Well, think of how much fun they're going to have with me now.
Oh, that's true.
Those sassy Australians.
I
feel like, should we apologize for calling the one Australian crocodile?
Yeah, I feel like we should apologize to our amazing Australian buddies.
Listeners and friends.
You know what? BFFs. You're all our friends now, because we like you.
I love you guys.
Sorry for calling the Australian, maybe South African man.
Maybe Cockney.
Like, he had a very dubious accent.
To be fair, though, I was calling him Crocodile Hunter and Steve Irwin because he was hunting animals. I could have gone for Jeff Corwin.
Oh, I was calling him that because of his hat.
That's the thing.
So, yeah, this is not a real episode, guys. We just wanted to get out all of our Star Wars, just in general-ness now, and just kind of make the announcement that Ashley's biggest secret has been revealed, and that is that she hasn't seen the original Star Wars trilogy.
And I killed him. What?
No.
I've never seen Star Wars. I've never seen Star Wars, and I feel like a Band-Aid has been ripped off. I feel very emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is good. Just gotta dive in. I mean, you will dip your toe in the water by watching them all in order and, like, one at a time. We're not going to surround you with the Star Wars films and have them blasting. God, that'd be awful.
For a second, you were like, that's how I want to live my life.
We are not going to have a Star Wars marathon, is what I'm trying to say. We will be watching these one at a time.
Yeah, we got to decompress. Yeah. So,
this is Ben.
I'm excited to start watching. And this is Ben.
Doing our outro. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm excited to start watching. I can't wait to get started. Finally break that 28-year-old curse.
Oh, goodness.
28 years. Oh, my God.
How have you survived? How have you made it to this point in your life?
So, for the time being,
this is
You Haven't Seen!
I'm Debbie.
And I'm Ashley. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, check us out on Twitter at @YHS_podcast. We'll be posting things relating to Star Wars. We'll be commenting. Caitlin Pliley just did a wonderful live tweet of Jurassic Park, and yes, we retweeted a couple things, so that's really cool. And then check out our Tumblr, where I'm basically going to keep writing apologies while Debbie angrily shouts at me, which should go over well. And that's at You Haven't Seen That?
-podcast.tumblr.com. You always say these. I know them.
I know. That's just halfway through. My friend goes, "You're gonna do it, bud." So yeah, check us out there. And then yeah, so we'll see you on May 1st with A New Hope.
A New Hope, indeed.